From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Gail Hansen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that results from the PFOA test performed in March at the Dewey LaFell Superfund site in Nassau are in. While PFOA-related compounds were found in the groundwater, the levels were well below the Environmental Protection Agency's provisional health advisory minimum, according to a report from Town Supervisor David Fleming. Fleming called for the testing because of the site's history of water contamination and ongoing water quality issues in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg. The EPA agreed to test both the groundwater and the effluent coming from the Dewey LaFell Water Treatment Facility, Fleming said. He said it appears filtration at the plant has had an impact on potential contamination. Between 1952 and 1968, an estimated 46,000 tons of toxic industrial waste were dumped at the Dewey LaFell site. The EPA has verified the waste included industrial solvents, waste oil, PCBs, scrap materials, sludge, and solids. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union that school spending plans in the 42 districts in the Capital Region were overwhelmingly approved by voters in the annual budget vote and board elections that were held on Tuesday, May the 17th. On average, Capital Region schools are prepared to spend and tax more than other districts around the state. Spending will rise 2.87% at schools across the region next year, compared to 2.1% statewide. Districts were able to avoid huge tax hikes in the coming school year due to a large increase in state aid. In Columbia and Greene counties, all propositions were approved on Tuesday. In Chatham, three Board of Education incumbents were reelected by a wide margin. In Ichabod Crane, incumbent Michael Steed was unseated, while newcomers Matthew Nelson and Jeffrey Oyelet were the top vote getters. Incumbent Anthony Welcome took third place. In Cairo-Durham, all four propositions passed, including the proposal to purchase a third of an acre of land to expand the Cairo-Durham Elementary School parking. And in Catskill, the Catskill Public Library budget passed on a 4-1 margin. Overall, voter turnout appeared to be low locally. In Catskill, a total of 450 voters weighed in on the proposed spending plan. In Hudson, a total of 641 people cast a budget vote. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the owner of Zulu, the plain zebra found dead in Greene County on Monday, May 16, was not required to have a license. The animal escaped in the Palenville area last week, and it is believed the zebra fell to its death from a steep cliff. A spokesman for the U.S. Department of Agriculture said on Tuesday, owner Richard Meyer is not a USDA licensee. She said the zebra was privately owned, which is not regulated by the Animal Welfare Act. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has now gone on record expressing concern about the incident and is encouraging the USDA to look into the matter. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Nick Reisman in the New York State of Politics.com reports that gridlock is the latest excuse from Albany for the lack of ethics reform. He writes, and I quote, "Lawmakers in the Senate and Assembly differ on a range of anti-corruption measures, including an amendment that would restrict those convicted of corruption of their pension," end quote. Recently, leaders of both parties in both legislative houses have been sent to prison on corruption charges, but Albany has passed no ethics or transparency reforms this session. While the legislators are not passing bills, several are under investigation, but they say that has not put a cloud over Albany. Assembly Speaker Carl Heste said, and I quote, "I don't think it affects anybody's mood or morale. We have a responsibility. We have 15 days left in the session, and we know we have work to get done," end quote. You can read that full story in NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Valerie Volkovici reports for Reuters that the Constitution Pipeline Company, LLC, filed a lawsuit in U.S. Court of Appeals on May 16th against the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation ruling last month denying a water permit for the project. The proposed 124-mile natural gas pipeline would lie largely along the I-88 corridor from Schoharie County to Pennsylvania. The pipeline owners said in a statement referring to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC, and I quote, "We are ultimately seeking to have the court overturn this veiled attempt by the state to usurp the federal government's authority to essentially veto a FERC-certified energy infrastructure project," end quote. Last week, New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman called on the FERC to delay its December 2014 approval of the project until completing a probe into whether Constitution Partners illegally cut trees and disturbed wetlands along the pipeline path before approval of permits. Assemblyman Pete Lopez, the Republican conservative independent of Schoharie, is hosting an education forums next week in Cobleskill and on May 18th in Socrates. The event at 6 p.m. May 18th in the Socrates High School auditorium will include Dr. Peg Lussick. Dr. Lussick has more than 35 years of experience in special education and elementary education, and she has taught at every level from preschool to college. Lopez said, and I quote, "She has extensive experience in both traditional classrooms and alternative education settings. Dr. Lussick has worked for the U.S. Department of Education and is uniquely qualified to discuss these issues," end quote. Congress has passed on hearings on the water in Flint, Michigan, and Matthew Hamilton is reporting in Capitol Confidential that Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie said on May the 16th that the State Assembly does not yet need to hold hearings on the Hoosick Falls water contamination problem. He said at an unrelated event, and I quote, "The state took proper action and we want to look more at the results. We didn't say that we wouldn't do them. We just don't think it's necessary, absolutely, at this point. We think the state has taken action to resolve this issue in Hoosick Falls and other places around the state that may have those issues." And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 67 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 46. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 5:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:13 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 18th day of May, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.